Hey, he was narrow. Now he's going wide this time. So
I don't even know what that means. What does that even mean?
Is that big picture mean? Is that what you mean?
The big one?
The Monica's like, what does that even mean?
Extremely esoteric.
Okay, so basically what I said, part two of earlier today, big picture is straight esoteric. Extremely esoteric is what he said. All right. Yes. Well, all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to get out of the way of greatness and introduce to you the founder, CEO of the ATSJR Companies, the man, the myth, the legend, who is doing part two of today, Antonio T. Smith Jr.
Hey, everybody. Outstanding, outstanding, and outstanding. Consciousness engineering is what we'll be talking about mostly here. This is the conclusion of chapter three. We read a whole lot from the book itself yesterday. Today, what I want to do is focus pretty much solely on conscious engineering and what it does to you in your mindset. Like when you hear that, when you think of it, what is consciousness engineering? It is, yes, go ahead.
When you say consciousness engineering, I think about like not, so you've taught us before that there is the conscious and then the conscious feeds the subconscious. So whatever is in your subconscious, it was put in there because of your consciousness. So if you said re-engineer.
Absolutely. So if you remember from last week, I was talking about hardware and software. Well, I wasn't talking about, I was talking about the book talking about it. Mm-hmm. Hardware and software. And you're attempting to be in the 21st century with a Windows 95, or actually Windows 72. That's the year you were born, right? Windows 83 mindset. And here you are attempting to be in the 21st century when you still have all the lessons in your head by when you were 8 years old, and that is the model of your life. You understand what I'm saying? Like, think about that. Here, most of you are like that. You saw a lot of that come out today earlier in the other class. Anytime you disagree with somebody, you're disagreeing with somebody from your model. There is no other place to disagree with someone. It is your model that will force that disagreement. And however you behave in your model of your head, every time something doesn't match that model, you will have a chemical reaction that is called frustration. And most people cannot handle frustration. That's actually, it's called cognitive dissonance is the actual phrase for that. Cognitive dissonance. The only way to be frustrated or disappointed is to have a picture in your head that doesn't match the picture in reality. I hope you all hear me. When the picture in your mind doesn't match the picture in your reality, you lose your mind. When you have a picture of how somebody's supposed to treat you, and you don't behave in that manner, and they don't behave in that manner, all of a sudden, they got you beeped up. So I got somebody's attention. Is it too late for y'all? Did you just get finished eating? Are y'all too busy looking at Chiquita's wonderful curls? Is that it? Like, what exactly are you doing? Is it Monica's hat? Yes. Is it Tierney's smile? Is it Phil's fedora? Like, what has thy gaze and your attention? Think about it. If somebody doesn't match the picture in your head, that's when you begin to act. You're acting from a model. So the picture in your head is you should not be gay. You will then. Yes. Yes. I had a lot more harsher words in my head to people like that, but I was trying to be more. Mm-hmm. You helped me, and I was going to call them homophobic idiots, but you know, that was a little too harsh, and that's not fair. Here's what happens. Let me show you. This is consciousness engineering. People who have a problem with the LGBT community, all that stuff. They don't have a problem with that. That's not their real problem. At this point, you have an option. I don't have to say what I'm getting ready to say next, but if I do, I will stretch your brain forever. Does anybody want me to say what I'm going to say next? All right. They don't have a problem. Of course. Yes, they don't have a problem.
So you need to hear us say stretch.
you understand. I they don't have a problem with Antonio's lifestyle. They got a problem with their God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Monica went. Hold on now. Make it work, because I'm kind of with you right now. Because Monica has a good life. Mm-hmm. Monica's blessed. And I'm over here struggling.
I'm in the
church. It ain't no way.
We feel like reverence.
God, you ready to talk? Okay. Ain't no way. God, because their picture of God, their picture of God cannot sustain God being loving to a sin they can't handle. You understand? So what seems to be homophobic or whatever, right? There's so many different ways we can dice this out. It is not homophobia that would be. It is, well, hell, I did far less than that and punished. And they can't handle not having all of their whatever they want, while someone who has a sin that they don't agree with mm-hmm. is blessed. Mm-hmm. There needs to be some consciousness engineering to happen. I'm already 8 minutes in, and I done started a fire. Grace, look, I was in the middle. She said, mute your mic. Go ahead, Grace.
So if you don't understand what he's talking about, this is what...
Let me repeat it real quick for everybody to set you back up. If the picture in your head doesn't match the picture in reality, it causes you stress. Those people who you would think would be homophobic, you think they have a problem with gayness or whatever, that's not their problem. Their problem is that their God doesn't match the model of loving your gayness. Their model doesn't fit that. And God can't be God to them and you at the same time. Go ahead, Phil, then Grace.
Well, another thing is they're not secure in their own sexuality.
Well, if you just want to cut the neck off, at least his sword was hot. There's no bleeding. He just cut it off. You dead. He just cut it off, though. There's no bleeding. Go ahead, Grace.
So this is the example of church people that you hear. I love my sis Monica. I'm just using her as an example. How Monica gonna be blessed, got the nice house, the nice car. I'm in church every single Sunday and I'm not living her lifestyle. I'm living the way of the Bible and I'm doing this and doing that, going to church every Sunday, going to Bible study every Monday, going to prayer meeting every Wednesday, going to choir rehearsal every Tuesday, and I'm over here struggling. That's what he mean.
Blessings also come from gay gardens.
My Uh-oh. Lord. My
Uh-oh.
Lord.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
Uh-oh. And gay great. Garden.
That was
still
good
got
job.
Fertile soil. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to... A gay garden. A marijuana garden. Still got fertile soil. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not sure what to... If we just think about it from a universal perspective... If we just think about there's a seed and there's a garden, a gay garden, a marijuana garden, even a drunk garden, still has harvest. I don't know what to tell you. Go ahead, Shaquita.
Grace, maybe you should tell them the reason why they don't have no harvest, because they at church Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, Sunday, you don't do nothing else with your life.
They're worried about their own garden.
Exactly. Go tend your garden.
Okay, you got no seeds in the ground. Just nothing.
No.
Twisting my whole face up. My whole face got twisted out of here. Go ahead, Adrian.
Oh, my goodness. Lord, how can I say something that just says it like that? Just be quiet and sit on back. Talk about the
gone. That's all right. I'm about to. It's plenty to say here.
This gone. I know you got some.
But this is this. So I go narrow and then I go wide and I went all book. We covered the whole chapter. We covered every single thing in the chapter last week. This week, I get to tell you the concept of the chapter. Okay? And the concept of the chapter is your consciousness needs some engineering. You have been on whatever your year is, whatever your birth year is, and in many cases, you add 8 to that. I'm 81, so that means by the time I was 89, I'm on Windows 89, attempting to be blessed in 2021. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, because this is most of you have religious views that you learned when you was a kid, and every year you've just been reinforcing these views. But as I said, Jay Gardens still have fertile soil. But this is what it is. Like, a garden doesn't stop being a garden because it's in the yard you don't want it to be in. A garden don't stop being fertile because you don't like their lifestyle. Their lifestyle has very little to do with the seeds they plant in the ground. Seeds are choices. You understand? Seeds are choices. In some cases, lifestyle, it's a blanket statement. Let's try not to get to the science of it. It's not. But you can be a transgender making good choices and live a blessed life. Uh-oh. They gonna throw stones at me. Not y'all, the mother one. It's the truth, I'm telling you, yeah? Every single day, should you take care of the seeds that are in your hand and then put them in the ground and take care of the ground, you will be blessed. So let's talk about this here. In order, write this down for me, Grace, to have a proper harvest, the flower needs not to change. In order to have a proper harvest, the flower needs not to change. So every seed is a flower. Every harvest is a flower. It's some sort of flower, some sort of fruit. The flower just looks like tomatoes. The flower looks like celery or something, right? But it's all flower, okay? So let's walk this out. Consciousness engineering. I'm setting the stage because what I'm doing is I'm attempting to tell you there's some stuff you thinking, but you ain't been thinking properly. Every single seed, every garden, every harvest, every field first had a seed. We can all agree with that. Like, flowers don't grow without seeds. Is this okay? Outstanding. Now that we have this basic level of consciousness, to have a proper harvest, the flower don't need to change. If the flower grow out the ground incorrectly, it ain't the seed's fault. It's the environment's.
Yeah, if you need some music tonight. You need to get music.
You understand?
Yeah.
If the flower don't grow correctly, it's not the seed's fault. Something's wrong with the environment. Something in the environment needs to change. Y'all out here mad at your seeds. The Bible, King James, very beginning of Genesis, says every fruit grew of its kind. That means tomato got you a tomato. Flower got you a flower. Greens got your greens. Collard greens got your collard greens. You understand? You know, chitlings got your chitlings. You understand? All that stuff, right? So whatever you plant is the only thing you get. But if you plant it and it grows quickly or it grows somethingly, something to where it just doesn't work out well, that ain't the problem of the seed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a problem of something in the environment. Mm-hmm. You watered too much. Some of y'all, you're just trying too hard. Uh-oh. You didn't water enough. Some of you, just not faithful to your promise. Uh-oh. It came up well and something ate it. Some of you ain't protecting your garden. Uh-oh. Y'all, like, listen, you don't get out here and curse the seed, but that's what we do. As unconscious engineering humans, we go, that doesn't work. Nope, it does work. It does work, Antonio. Your environment wasn't conducive enough to make it work well. You out here planting million-dollar businesses in a marriage that ain't gonna never let you have 1,000. I got mouths open right here. They dropped. I'm not sure if y'all had that same reaction. Okay. If you are not, if you don't have a Susan, you can't be planting field stuff. Okay. It is what it is. I don't make these rules. Do you understand? I don't make, and field, wouldn't grow as well as he has grown without the environment of Susan. you got thumbs up. It is what it is. She probably has added 12 extra years on his life with diet alone.
Oh yeah. Go ahead, I'd be on a beach selling t-shirts if it wasn't for her.
See?
Now I do pretty well at it, but I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. You get it? The environment. Some of y'all are doing all the right stuff with all the wrong people. Because your consciousness engineering, you haven't engineered your consciousness enough to recognize that you don't need all them people around you. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, you don't take responsibility for where you are, then you put out the role that you're a victim, and then you end up being a victim.
My. We have victim talk around here a lot. Hey, you can't be no victim, and I don't let them make it. I just made them say in unison. Tell them what I made you say. I just made them say in unison. So I made them sing something in unison 10 minutes before the call. Tell them what I made you say, Greg.
We are pieces of shit.
I literally did it. I swear to God I did. I said, just sing it in unison.
Yeah, but it's really good shit.
Yeah, you get the good fertile stuff out of there, right?
And people get good money for good shit.
Look, I pointed out that y'all appreciate something more than they do. And that's a habit. And they went, Look, as soon as I said they went, they try to be solid so it could go away, or try to be solid so I could, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, nope, let's just admit it together, right? Let's just admit it together. It says, but that's what happens when you're so, when you're used to abundance. And then when you have someone to protect you from failure, you tend to not appreciate, you tend to take for granted the abundance around you. And it takes a new person to remind you what you've taken for granted. It's all of us. They call it, there's a phrase for it, it's called third party validation. Phil been telling Susan something 50 years. Somebody else come, say it in the keynote. You know what? It's like, yes, I've been saying that, right? That's third party validation. You need someone on the outside to say it, because we've got this engineering and we only see through the eyes of our programming. Is this fair? All right. So now, go ahead, Phil.
Then a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest.
That's facts.
Now, when we talked about good shit, I got to tell you a story. I had some really good shit, if you know what I'm saying. So I pulled off on the side of the road to roll it. So I roll on here. State Highway Patrol. Show you how long ago I rolled down the window. He says, what do you got there? I said, well, I got to be honest, it's marijuana. He said, what made you stop here? I said, stupidity. And he said, get on down the road. He didn't take it. He didn't do anything. He just said, get on down the road.
Stupidity. That's facts. Oh, man.
That's called owning your shit.
That's it. Let me tell you something. And what happens if you get enough of that pouring on you, right? You either come out stinking, or you use it as fertilizer.
You know what?
It's up to you.
It's, now you
go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Deanna. She wants to say something.
Because we have a tendency to take, we have a tendency to roll in the shit that's thrown at us instead of using it for fertilizer. You just changed my mindset on something.
Okay.
If I'm a stinker, I might as well win. No sense of stinking for nothing. That don't make no sense to me. Right? That made no sense to me. He'd be like, stop working hard. Hell, I've been working hard all day now. Ain't no sense to me stopping now. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Phil.
Well, I was with a friend of mine and we were walking along the beach. And he said, wouldn't it be nice if life was like a walk on the beach? I said, well, let's think about this. What grows on a beach? He went, not much. I said, what grows in fertilizer? He said, well, a lot. I said, see, it's the crap in your life that makes you grow. I said that at a seminar and a lady raised her hand. She says, I ought to be pretty big by now. I said, yeah, ma'am, you ought to be. What are you missing?
Yeah, she's probably missing other stuff in her environment. There's plenty of things that would affect your harvest. We already covered, you know, you just keep on checking on the seed, you restart your harvest. But to keep it localized to just what we're talking about, the consciousness engineering, let's take that. What about your current garden have you taken to your current garden that doesn't serve you or that garden? I'm very interested to hear some of your conversations. I'm going to tell you two or three of mine to start it off. One of the first things I did was take to my garden was everybody else. Uh-oh. I come from the hood, and there's a status in the hood that it's not even a status. It's an unwritten rule that everyone must do. You must put all your friends on when you make it. Who knows what I'm talking about? It's you, even if you're not conscious of it, you know that that's the thing. You fake. You sold out. Can I push it further? You acting white if you don't do it. Come on, don't fool me now.
Oh, my Lord. Help him out.
Look, Coach Eames and Wynn got her degrees and stuff. First thing they said was, what you going to do for us? She can't even win without the burden. You understand? Yeah. Yeah. Tanya, I see you out there on that internet all day. Mm-hmm. I see you winning. I see you winning. Don't forget where you came from. Well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I took way too many people. I took people. I took 50 people to a harvest that can only feed two. Can I push that further? One of them 50 people looked at Chiquita, just, you know, my Chiquita at the time, and was like, hey, here's what it is. Everybody don't belong in your garden. Everybody calling you boo ain't your boo. Some people just like you to get next to your man. Anyway, I'm gonna move on. I ain't bothering y'all. I'm moving on. Ooh, Tierney, hey girl, can you so nice? Yeah, so she turned around. Right? You know how I go. That's one of my mistakes. Then I went to my mistake with financial engineering problems. And I don't know why. What I'm gonna say is so common sense. But I did not, I don't know what to tell you. It's for whatever reason, everybody does it. I don't know why. I don't get it. We all do it. It's so common sense not to do it. I'll tell you what it is. 100% of the harvest comes up, I eat 100% of that harvest. If you get a paycheck, and in 3 days you ain't got no paycheck, you just like me. If you get a paycheck, and in 3 days you ain't got no paycheck, you just like me. Some of y'all stimulus check was accounted for before you even knew they were sending you another one.
That's all right, because I didn't even know. I had to pay the bill. I looked up and said, "Damn, can I get that back?"
See, I had to pay the bill. So what we do is we set up our garden in a way that we take more than we put in that comes back to us. Mm-hmm. We know we do it. 96% of the world does it. That's why you got credit cards. You rob Peter to pay Paul. That was nothing like that. I'm just talking about myself. I ain't bought nobody else. I'm talking about myself. And then,
my mom would say you rob from Peter to pay Paul, and that makes Peter sore, and you should never do business with a sore Peter.
Very clever. You should not. It sounds like it hurts. You can't walk well. The third thing, and then I'll pass it on to y'all, I did. This was a big problem. Now, I won't even justify it. I said, Tyranny, this is my garden. You need to take it for what it is. No, my friends, no. Because some of y'all gardens, they just don't look good. And you can't tell people, I know I got weeds all over this, but this is just who I am. And you ought to love who I am. No, 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 no. That's not how you win friends and influence people. If you stink, don't tell me to love that you stink. Go take the self a bath. You ever gave somebody a ride and they got out, but they older was still on your passenger seat?
Shut up.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you what it is. Whole odor. One day, and I'm telling you what I did. I'm gonna tell you what I did. Here's the seat. And I went, and I gotta be tripping, man. gotta be. I can't. Oh, I literally. It was, I lost 15 sports statistics just from the smell alone. It was just gone. It burnt my brain. You can't tell me to do business with you, and you can't even do business with soap. I'm just. This is fair. This is fair. People, I know people will look at you, see that you are. I'm gonna say this is soft, because I don't mean to offend nobody. See that you don't keep care of your body, and then immediately just assume, which is in most cases would be right, that you also don't take care of your finances. And it becomes difficult to take someone serious when they walked in with wrinkled pants, unwashed hair, and then asking you for a job. So one of the third mistakes I made was, you're going to take it. I am what I am. I'm not changing for nobody. I say it the way I really want to say it. I ain't changing for white folks. Shoot. Now, the truth is, I ain't changed. But I did polish my edges up. Is that fair? Now, we're not talking about changing the core of you. We're talking about being presentable. Mm-hmm. Winning friends and influence people. Maybe if people always say to me, you just look so mean. Maybe you ought to flash a smile every now and then. That might help you out. That might help you out. All right, Grace, give me something that you I'm calling you out. Something that you take to your garden right now that shouldn't be there.
Right now, that shouldn't be there. I still plant anger a little bit in the garden. It shouldn't be there. I still plant a little bit of secret problems in the garden that shouldn't be there. I don't like looking stupid in my garden. That shouldn't be there.
That's a deadly one. Hold on, stop talking. The anger, understandable, right? Anger is, you know, anger is normal. You know, if you get angry, do not sin, right? You get you some practice behaviors, you'll be all right. And the second thing is a secret problem. Secret problems. You was pretty bad. You was pretty bad there, but I was like, let me just let it keep going. But then when she fooled around and said, I still plant beans, I don't like looking stupid. That right there, that's the killer. Because if you don't like looking stupid, it means you take no risk. Uh-oh. Grace done fooled around and got y'all in trouble. It's her fault. It's her fault. She got y'all in trouble. She got y'all in trouble.
Telling the truth.
You understand? Grace, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many risks do you take?
The last risk I took was leaving school, leaving a job.
Okay, you did.
That was the heck of a risk. I was actually shocked you did that. So that's been how many years now?
Hold on. Going on 3.
And now, before that, how many risks did you take before that?
None.
Surely you took one, Grace. You did something. You invested somewhere. You, I don't know. You went and talked to a boy or something. You did something. You did, okay. You got one. So at least one of them.
At least one, yeah.
At least one. All right. We're not going to make you say which one it is, but at least one. Any other? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a risk taker are you? 1 being the worst, 10 being the greatest.
Risk taker.
Total life.
Oh, total life? Probably 0.5.
My. She ain't lying. She ain't lying. Anybody else a 0.5 out here? Don't fool me. Because if you suffer from, I don't like looking stupid, you take very little risk. Who else? Let me see who's brave. Let me see who's brave like Grace.
Can I say?
I hope so.
I might be real crazy, right? But only with people that I know, like, all the way. So, yes, I'm going to have to go with Grace. Because
all right, Jay, got two of them.
Look, not so much I won't, but I don't want nobody to call nobody that know me or my people and say they saw me looking stupid. Lie.
See it?
There go another one.
I know for sure. Me and Phil at a 10. We had a 20. We just jump out there. Oh, we were supposed to jump. You going to figure it out? Well, we going to fly all the way down, right?
We like the Eagles song. Take it to the limit one more time. Take it to the limit. Or George Bernard Shaw said, reasonable people adapt themselves to their environment. Unreasonable people adapt the environment to themselves. Therefore, all progress is due to unreasonable people.
That's it. Be unreasonable. Yeah, let me see if I get one more out there. Come on. Look, the statistic, there's a whole personality type for y'all. Okay? So you ain't... We got 19 people on this nice little private call list. Statistically, it's a few more of y'all out there. Let me help you out. How many of you use your intellect not to take risk? Uh-oh. See what I did? I snuck up on y'all now. Let me help you out. How many of you can't move forward without knowledge gaps being covered? Let's start there. Can I get all my intellectuals to raise your hand, please? If you're an intellectual, if you can just flash the camera, raise your hand, put it in the chat or something. Okay, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, since she got it, she checked. Okay, we doing good. All right, so I got some intellectuals. I'm not, Corinne said yes. I'm not saying y'all don't take risks because you're intellectual. We about to find out. How many of you use your intellect to control the room so people behave the way you want to behave? See, only another intellect would know to say that. Got Deanna's 1. Got Jerron's 2. Coach 3. Yeah, okay. We get closer. Tanya, let me tell you what I did. Since I didn't... I take risks all over the place, but not with people. Not with people, right? I had to learn that. When it came to people, I was at a 0.52. Makes sense, though. Like, people let me homeless. So you know what I'm saying? I didn't know. I just didn't know. But it makes sense. No excuse. It just, you know, psychologically broken. Makes some psychological broken sense. Makes sense? Now, go ahead, Phil.
I've always wanted to come out with a T-shirt that says, hey, I'm making this up as I go along. And the back says, and so are you, so admit it. In reality, we're all making this up as we go along.
That's absolutely it. That's it. We got no clue. Now, how many of you are so smart, I could just about guess y'all, that your intellect, while you take calculated risk, it takes you an extremely long time to get there. And by the time you got there, you missed the prize. Jerron is up once. Come on, got him up. Come on, don't fool me. Come on. All right, got Tierity now.
I do that. I'm here with that. I do that.
All right. All y'all that fit that question, you are like Grace. In Bitcoin, Brittany say Bitcoin, yep. In network marketing circles, they call personal development circles, they call it like getting ready to get ready. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You're always getting ready to get ready. That double jump. You just like, okay, I'm gonna get in there. You know, you that rapper that keeps saying, yo, okay, yo. That would start the verse off. Yeah, Dave Chappelle. Turn my headphones up, right? You know, you just consistently always get ready to get started.
You double dutch it.
Yeah.
You double dutch it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Phil.
Think and Grow Rich, Chapter 8, Decisions. An analysis of several hundred people who have acquired fortunes well beyond the $1 million mark disclosed the fact that every one of them had the habit of reaching a decision promptly and of changing those decisions slowly if and when they were changed. People who failed to accumulate money without exceptions had the habit of reaching decisions, if at all, very slowly, and changing those decisions quickly and often.
Y'all hear that? I want to create 100,000 millionaires. Is it 100,000? Damn, I want to create a, that's the first time I ever thought about that number. Hold on, y'all. I'm so sorry. I swear to God. I just had a moment. I'm so sorry. I never thought about that number. Okay. Because I was just going to say, Think Grow Rich has made. And I was like, wait, 100,000, that's a lot. Think Grow Rich made only 100,000. Anyway, the little me, it was like, wait a minute, that's too big. And we all have a little us in the head, always telling us what not to do. That's actually the first time I ever thought about how enormous my goal is. It does. It just
flows off the tongue.
It's beautiful. And we believe in it because of it's an astronomical number and that you dared to say. And I love the fact that you say it. I say it all the time. People just look at me like, "He what?" Listen. Do your thing, bro.
No, I appreciate you. Now, I believe the goal. But little me in there was like, wait, God darn it. You can't outperform Think and Grow Rich. It's what little me, because I have this book in such high regard. You know what I'm saying? Little me was like, shriek. But, you know,
Antonio, it'd be nice to see how many millionaires were created by Apple. How many millionaires were created by IBM? How many millionaires were created by Microsoft? How many millionaires by Amazon? It'd be interesting to know those numbers, because then you could have something to relate to.
You're so right. And we know it's quite a few. It is quite a few. And then just people using their products, right? And anything. Or like me, using them as an example that became there. Fantastic. So you kind of get the point here to where we can. Grace doesn't want to look stupid. You all don't want to look stupid, so you overthink. And what that really is somewhere in your engineering, in your consciousness, somebody told you, looking stupid is bad. They made fun of you. Mm-hmm. But when you were a kid, looking stupid was part of the process. You said, "Mama, what's this? That looks stupid." You would never say, "What's this?" as a grown person. Well, you know how many times Jerron and myself fail while trying to walk? A couple thousand times. We were idiots. We made the same mistake thousands of times. Think about that. Everybody on this call were the dumbest walkers on planet Earth. you were just silly. You're dumb. You're just dumb walking. Come on, that was real talk. We made the same mistake thousands of times, and everybody thought it was cute, so we kept trying. Okay. All right, I got me a victim over there. I see y'all, see Deanna Faith. Got me one. Now, making 1,000 mistakes ain't cute no more, ain't it? They tell you stuff like, get a job, LeVon. Get a job, Phil. Come on now. After 2 mistakes. Yeah, you too old to be acting like that. You got kids now. You need to get it together. But when we were kids, come making on. 1,000 mistakes was part of the process.
Come on, keep going.
Without failing 1,000 times, none of us would ever be able to walk. And that's powerful. I haven't told the story this year, maybe 2 years now, but I'll tell it now. Back when I've been homeschooling my boys. My oldest is 12 now. I took him out of school in first grade. Was that 6? Uh-huh. All right, so he's for 6 years. I've been homeschooling for 6 years. Now, I don't know. It was mosquitoes outside one day. Now, I'm not sure if y'all know about, ever heard of mosquitoes, but in Southeast Texas, they as big as these squares on your Zoom screen. Like, I'm not even, yeah, they are, like, you can see their body. They are, and they seem to, and I know this sounds funny, but they seem to intentionally get in the corner part of your door, where the door, so, you know, you like the outside, to where, you know, your doorknob was over here, but right on the edge of this screen, right there, so when you open your door, you let them all in. Is that just mosquitoes down here? Is that anywhere? I think they passed that down through DNA. You know, they got that down. They know how to hang right by that door, your car door. And this was one of those mosquito mornings. And I remember telling myself, you know, my boys, I always said, don't make them have bad mornings. I actually told Deanna that maybe this morning, probably. It's because it's in me, because every morning I just never had a shot at having a good morning and going to school, right? Just never. I never have. And it's something, he said, that's in Philly too. It's something that sticks with me. And this one day, I had to apologize when we got a car. It was taking too long to get to the car. And I told him, I gave him the talk. Before we open up the door, look, it's mosquitoes outside. We're going to be strategic. We're going to walk. And we're going to walk to the car. And we ain't going to get beat up. Well, we got beat up. You understand? And I swear, not a damn mosquito touched him. They was all on me. You understand? At least that's what it felt like. You know what it felt like. We got in the car, and I was like, come on, man. You know, come on, buddy. Come on, right? And I saw him. I saw his countenance change. You know, I saw his change. And I apologize. And I realized, damn, I'm tripping. And I couldn't figure out. I knew I was wrong, but I couldn't figure out what was the actual. And there was a lesson there. So when I got back from dropping them off, I walked back to the house and I realized his legs are shorter than mine. Mm-hmm. He was giving all his effort. But what took him 40 steps took me 10. And I judged my son for taking more effort to walk than me. Did y'all hear me? I I'm not even joking. This is for real. I have a YouTube video a long time ago up when I got to apologize to my son. I recorded this moment. I literally recorded this moment. It was this moment and another moment tied together. I recorded it. When one else started talking, I'll pull it up and let y'all see it. I'll share the link. I recorded it. And I had to literally apologize to my son because I judged him for walking not as well as me. My consciousness engineering wasn't intact. You see, it took him 40 steps, coach. Took me 10, and I judged him for not stepping like me. I'm talking to somebody. I am talking to somebody right now. Okay, she said I could. The other said I can stop. I am talking to somebody right now. I judged him for not being a good stepper like I was. How often do we do that to other people? Just because you an expert, Antonio, I'm just using my name. I ain't using y'all. Don't mean that they going to get it at the same time you get it. Yeah, you got it in 3 days. Yeah, it's going to take me 3 months. Don't judge people because their legs are shorter than yours.
My God. I'm getting there. Go on with yourself, man.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Phil. She's Deanna telling me move on.
Well, remember when Christ said to his disciples, "You've been with me so long and you still don't get it." So, did he have a great product? Could Lazarus have written him a testimonial letter? Could you see Jesus's next brochure? Before, after. Number two, who was his boss? God was his boss. Now, some of our bosses may think they're God. He had the real thing. Three, he chose his staff. He handpicked the 12. How many do you get to pick the people you work with? They hire him, stick him next to you. And last, did he have a great strategic plan? He had the ultimate strategic plan. So he had a great product. He had a great boss. He had a great staff. He had a great plan, and they still weren't getting the program. So no matter how good it is you have to offer the world, is the world going to get it the first time or the sixth time or the 19th time or the 23rd time or the 56th time? So we need to be patient on one side of the coin, and we need to be persistent on the other side of the coin. So we need to be patient and persistent.
I heard that, man. Y'all heard that, man. My. All right, who else want to jump out there on that samurai sword and tell us one time you judge somebody? You ain't gotta be as transparent as me. It's all right. We gonna do y'all like that. But who else? Jay said, I've already been called out. Thank you very much. It's only been an hour. Deanna, let us get some of them tears. Come on.
I was going to say, I'm a language person. But see, it's different for me, I think, because I was actually abused. So no, it was not fun for me. I had to learn this, and I didn't know that everybody did not learn it like I had to. So the way that I have grasped it or have grasped it, when I am now encountered without having to, you know what I mean? I'm not even allowed to correct if it's, you know, we're not even allowed to have correction. We're just supposed to accept everything. It has taken me a long time to learn how to breathe on certain things that certain people do, but the aspect of the breathing is how I've learned to, you know, actually cope and be able to sacrifice, you know, vibrate on everybody's type of time, because I've felt that so long in my life. Like I felt the looks at the look, you know, being told not to and stuff. So I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I completely get it. Language. Well, you know, we all do the best we can with what we have. We all do. There it is. I told you. I put it on YouTube. I did. This. Well, I recorded it. I finally put it on YouTube. This was a bit late, but there it is. Real talk. He's 12 now. That's not a 12-year-old picture, but you know, he's 12 now. Let's see.
Really funny thing that people don't respect, and they should. Your character will get you further than your talent ever will. I cannot begin to stress this enough. Most people will not acknowledge that they have character issues. And it is your character that people will bless. Now, of course, there are some circumstances that your talent will be a blessing for you. People will look at your talent.
Fast forward a little bit.
This is a great one. When is the last time something was your fault? If you can't think of a time, your character is extremely flawed. You have a victim mentality. You have a mentality in which we do this all the time. When someone is late for work, we say, you know what? This is Betsy. Betsy's always late. She's always holding me up. When we're late for work, we say, oh, you know what? It was the traffic. It was everything else. That's because we have this mentality in which we want to judge people by their actions, but we want you to judge us by ours.
Go a little further.
I don't even have to discipline my boys much, because the relationship we have, they would rather impress me than for me to be upset with them. And so I gave him a hug. That didn't work. Not that he had an attitude. I felt his energy. I felt his heart broken. Because, again, not how his dad talked to him. Here's the deal. I don't even remember how I said it. I know it wasn't with a great attitude, but whatever it was, he felt it. And I want to point out, just as a little pause here, You don't have to yell to hurt people. And you don't have to have what you call an attitude to actually have one. Okay? I want you to recognize it.
All right, I'm going to let y'all make it. God damn it. Anywho, I posted the link out there. You can go ahead and fall on that sword with me. It was a lesson. I learned that lesson that day. I tried to give him a hug and fix it. And he died in my arms. I said, man. And I say, you ain't got to yell to hurt somebody. You ain't got to think of that attitude, but that ain't how they feel. I had to fix my engineering. I had to fix my consciousness. You understand? Because what was important to me, it was so important to me, I couldn't see him give all his effort. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. I done hit something on the island. We're gonna let you make it. She over there struggling. She's over there struggling. We're gonna let her make it. Now, let's go deeper now. Like, damn, deeper? Shoot, man, you just finished. All right, you want to keep going? You want to keep going? We got two more deeper levels. Here we go. So how do we fix it? That's what AJ wants to know. God dog it. Quit hitting me in my left jaw. Tell me how to fix it. Now, I have a way. You've heard the way before, but this time it's going to make some sense. Grace, write it down for me, please. Number one, you must change the story you tell yourself and others. That who recognizes this. This is in the class, retraining your subconscious mind. Yep, it's in the class. Number two, you must change your limiting beliefs. Yep. And number three, you must change your fear of consequences and the judgments that you are afraid of. Can we talk? My nose is drying up. Can we talk? All right, here we go. Who's that unmuted?
Who that's
want?
Me.
Oh,
that's
Daoud. Me. Daoud want to die today. Come on, Daoud. Come on in here and die.
Damn, like, it's like you have all of this, decades of information, presuppositions and social constructs that are embedded in your subconscious, which is where these three filters are, right? These filters are what the story you tell yourself and others, the limiting beliefs, the fear of judgment and consequences. And now you have to rewrite that programming. And that takes, a long, I don't know, that it just sounds almost impossible to me, because in order to do that, you have to be actively present and aware of everything that you say to yourself, as well as what you are communicating to others. And that, you know, it seems like an insurmountable task. Yeah.
Yeah, you right. Who else feel that way? I got you, Dion. I mean, listen, it's hard to just change decades of programming because you took a class. How many of you like me? Hey, okay, I'm gonna do right. And somebody gets you all the way beat up. And you forget all about that rights.
Yeah.
I wish I had some angry folk. I need some folk with some anger problems. Yeah. And then there's the other half of the folk. Who wear my empaths that never do nobody wrong? Y'all mad all the time. Look, all of that whole right side. Look,
Look, it's dangerous. Degree to all of them. They get run over all day long.
Y'all throwing the nukes at me today.
Wait, I don't get ranked over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these people are the nicest people on earth, but forced to be mean so they can stop bleeding. Come on, Deanna. Come on. I ain't bothering about it right now.
Come on, D.
Okay, so in response to what Dawu just said, I had 3 decades that if I was going to save my son's life from me, I had to work on it. And it actually doesn't take a long time, but the process and the pain and the undoing and the replacement of the doing and the filling the empty areas that you can't just release stuff. You have to put something in that place. So that whole process felt like it took 3 more decades just to get through the last 5. And now that I'm where I'm at, and I'm sitting here and I'm looking, and it's something that Kiara said a couple of nights ago. She was like, as you get to different levels, you realize you still have more. There's another step, and you're like, oh, look, I'm just tired. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. But you get to a point where once you go through retraining your subconscious mind, instead of adding on to the pain, it's easier to release it and just be like, yeah, no, I'm good. But that process, from realizing that you're the problem and you have a problem, to identifying where to begin so you can release that, only to realize that there's more layers to it, only to realize that the reason why there's layers is because I put those layers up because I was protecting myself, and I don't feel like going through the pain again because I never actually quite healed from it the first time. So for me to peel back that means I have to actually relive that pain. It's like, I don't want to do all that. I don't want to do it. And that whole process feels like it's taking you forever to do it, because it took you forever just to hide the pain. So it feels like it's going to take forever just to heal from it.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful now, because Antonio is consistent and persistent and irritating all at the same time. I say irritating because he made me keep moving where I would have just stopped,
right,
and said, no, I don't want to be better. He was like, he kept putting my son in my face.
Mm.
And the one thing he made me realize was, and the one thing that kept going through my head is, I don't want him to go through this. Mm. I don't want him to have to deal with this. I don't want him to suffer low self-esteem. I don't want him to be 32 having a kid and just realizing that, man, I have issues, and how much have I contaminated my newborn kid thus far, because and that made me, that helped as far as my personal growth goes. That made me want to keep pushing, because I did not want my son to suffer because of me. He's going to have his own issues that he has to work through. I don't want to add to that. And at the same time, I don't want to strip him of his childhood, putting myself on him. And that's what I was doing. So that process, just the prop, my son is 5. When Antonio first started coaching me, he was like 9 months old. That time frame felt like 1500 years. Like, it really felt like 1500 years. But when I look back at it now, I'm like, it really didn't take me that long. It's just going through and having to relive the pain and the hurt and the understanding of man that really jacked me up, and how to not be angry anymore at the people who I allowed to jack me up, and even having to the understanding of I allowed it, like that whole process, it felt like 1500 years of pain and suffering all in one. But once you just say, okay, now when I wake up in the morning, if I have a dream that throws me off, if I don't really feel like
the freaking dreams,
now I tell myself, getting up is my freedom.
Right.
Getting out of bed is my freedom. Getting dressed is my freedom. Brushing my teeth is my freedom. Getting out the house is my freedom, because every step I take moves me closer and closer to my freedom. So if I have a thought that pops in my head, like last night, me and my son did not have a good night. And I had to literally do for myself, I had to check myself before I talked to my son. I had to tell myself what I tell my son, fix your energy. Fix your energy. And when I told him, I said, mommy has to fix her energy before she talks to you. And I don't like that. I shouldn't have to fix my energy before I talk to you, but I do. So let's work this out before we go to sleep tonight. Because I don't want to go to sleep like this. And I didn't want him to go to sleep like that. And then to realize that it was my fault that the entire situation happened.
Wow.
When normally, if I would not have gotten where I am, I would have blamed him for it. And I would have taken it out on my kid. That healing, that retraining your subconscious mind feels like it takes forever, but it's worth it. It's worth it to go through the pain. It's worth it to rehash. It's worth it to pull back the layers, because once you pull them back, you can pull them off and get rid of them.
Right.
So I understood 100% when you said, man, it just feels like it's so much work and it's going to take forever. When you said that, I was like, oh, I know, because that's how I feel.
And you really got to hit rock bottom for it to happen. You know, it's really got to be a life or death thing before you, like, you have to have a really strong why. And your why is usually accompanied by either it's going to kill me if I don't, so I got to do it. Or it's going to kill somebody that I love. And, and that's the other painful part, is knowing that you had to let it get this bad for you to wake up, you know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one too. Well, one of the things that I didn't tell anybody in the circle a couple of years ago was the internal physical pain that I was going through, because I wouldn't release, because I wouldn't work through it, because I wouldn't let it go, because I brought all this, I was working through everything and I brought everything up, but I never released it. I never talked about it, because the story that I told myself and others was, if I say something, I'm going to embarrass the person I'm talking about, and I'm going to embarrass myself, and and nobody else is going through this. Or the other story I used to tell myself is, well, I didn't have it so bad, so what am I complaining about? It wasn't really that bad, Deanna, so just shut up and soak it, just suck it up and get over it. And I literally started going through physical pain. Like every day I was having chest pains, and every day I had knots in my stomach. And what moved me from where I was to Antonio was the chest pains and the knots in my stomach. And I'm like, I'm not gonna go through this again. Like, I was honestly at a point where I was really considering going to see a doctor, because I didn't know if I was giving myself ulcers, because I was holding all that stuff in. But when I started just, okay, look, I need to talk, because this is not working. Like, I can't do this anymore. And on a spiritual level, I was getting knocked around on a major level. So not only was I dealing with physical pain, I was dealing with emotional pain, spiritual pain, I couldn't sleep. So the physical exhaustion, the mental exhaustion of always having everything going back and forth. And the spiritual battle that I was going through was, because at the same time I was in Bible studies, I was learning more. And I started teaching Bible studies.
The conflict,
and I was like, okay, exactly. And it got to a point, one of the things that I learned was cycles. See, the reason why it seems like it takes forever is because we never break the cycle. And the moment you break the cycle, it's like a weight lifted off of you. Because I was like, why? I kept asking myself that. I was like, why do I keep repeating the same stuff over and over? Like, I was getting angry with myself. What is wrong with you? And I realized every time this part comes up, this is how I responded. And I had the same response every single time. So I started telling myself, well, why don't you actually do what Antonio told you to do and stop and do the opposite of what you would normally do.
Right.
And every time I did that, the cycle would break and I would actually feel relief.
Got it.
Every time I felt the cycle come up and I realized it was a cycle, I did the opposite of what I would normally do. The cycle would break and I would relieve. And this is a process that I've been, like, just in December, I broke a cycle. And I've had relief since. So while it seems like it takes, like it will take forever, it's the breaking of the cycles and having to go through the pains and until you actually break the cycle and release it. That's where it feels like it takes forever. But once you break the cycle and you release it and you replace it with something more positive and prosperous, it seems like the weight of the world is lifted off of you. You have all the time in the world now. But when you, because I wanted you to know you. I wanted you to know you're not suffering alone with that.
Now I needed to hear that. I needed to hear that, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. The last 5 years has felt like 50.
Jesus. No, thank you for sharing that, Diana, because it does sometimes feel like it's... Too.
Hey, yeah. Daoud, it's okay to cry with them, because I know when I took that class the first time, I couldn't believe that I was literally crying in my room by myself, because like they give you a moment in there. So trust me, I think I took a class like twice too, because I'd still be crying sometimes. But
Sometimes
that awesome. Overcome a low self esteem when it's rough too.
It is.
Whew. Yeah, buddy. Well, between Daoud and Diana, they done ended the class. They done took all my little points I had. I had some points, and I was going rah rah rah. They took it. Well, there you go. Ain't no sense in saying what they just said. So let's conclude as they took that well. And that's perfect when you teach the class. Chapter 3 is about you updating you. Until you update you, you can't get where you want to go. Kind of that simple. If you're saying, man, what do I need to do to get there? Change you. You are your problem. Your habit is you're getting in your way. Your brain is no longer equipped to go higher to another level. Your brain is only equipped for that level of awareness you're currently living within. In order to get to a higher level now, you must first raise your consciousness to a higher level. As Bob Proctor would say, this universe will give you not a penny more or a penny less than what you know how to make in your awareness. Not a penny more, not a penny less. Just that.
My friends, that is the end of our class. Appreciate you. We'll see you next Thursday, but tomorrow we'll see you at 8 o'clock in the morning for our Central Standard Time for our daily meeting. And then we will see you for 12 o'clock Central Standard Time for business stuff, crazy stuff. It's been one heck of a year already. 2021 is already 3 months in. Crazy. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. You can dominate. Thank you so much, everybody.
Love you.
See you later.
Thank you, guys.
Love
you.
Good night.
Love you.
Good night.
Right. Enjoy it very much. All right, everybody.